Having our confirmands join the church, and that's always an exciting thing when our young people go in his steps, and that's a blessing and joy. But we are here to worship, and as we begin, I would invite you to greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't it wonderful in the house of the Lord this morning?
Yes, it is.
Get that warm, fuzzy feeling. Okay, I'm going to go over a couple of the announcements. I want to bring your attention to the welcome guest card. We've gotten information that when you as a guest are coming here, you're not filling out all the information, like your address. And the reason being is that we as Calvary, if you're choosing us as your family, we would like to send you out a nice welcome letter for coming here today. So when you fill out that guest card, be sure to include your information on there, your address, even possibly your phone number if you would like to share it. And then that way we can send out that welcome letter to you. The other thing, too, there's a little comment section on the back of this card. All of you probably sit in the same seat all the time. But That being said, you notice people that aren't here on a regular basis, okay? In that comment section, if you would just put that person's name that you missed today and put the date, and then when the offering plate goes by, you're going to put this in there. And then that way, we can get a count or at least some names of some people that weren't here today that we can call and find out what's going on. Are you sick? Is there something we can do for you? You need transportation? These are helpful items for us, okay? Because we up here, sometimes we see things. You guys sitting out there see a lot more than what we see. So take notice of the people that are sitting around you. And if you miss my business, also too, you have salty service cards. Okay? I don't know if you guys understand about the salty service cards, and I'm going to tell you. Each one of you probably do something every day for somebody else. You know you do. Whether it's when you're walking in somewhere and you see an elderly person trying to walk through the door and you open that door for them. You might go mow their lawn for them. You might go get their groceries for them. Something just as simple as just saying, bless you. Blessings to you. You're going to take this salty service card and you're going to place it into the offering plate when it goes around when it comes time. Okay? I know all of you do things every day that bless you and bless that person. So be sure that you put those in the offering plate. Amen. All right, to our regular announcements, we do have a worship meeting on Tuesday at 7. Okay, I'm sorry, again, it's going to be close for now. Okay, so just take notes if you want to read. We do have an announcement here on morning about our Buttons and Bows fashion show that's being held on Friday, June 19th at 7 p.m. Now, there isn't per se an amount on the ticket. It is based on a heartfelt donation. Nancy Walker, head will be at the back kitchen door there. And there she is right there. You know, if you don't, Nancy, if you want to stand, take notes. There will be finger foods that night. But we really like for you all to come. And if nothing else, see these men that are dressed up. I think it's going to be hilarious. I'm looking forward to doing that. But the other thing is, we are trying to send Andy to camp. And we also want him back. We don't want to just send him. We want him to come back because we love Andy. But he is going to camp in North Carolina in the latter part of June. And so this is our fundraiser for him to be able to do this. Are there any other announcements that I'm not aware of that need to be made this morning? Friendship Club. Is it? Okay. Okay. Anything else? Oh, the summer camp for the youth. It is $4 a child. We have three that are wanting to go. If you want to donate, from what I understand, all you have to do is make that donation, put it in an envelope, and just mark it. It's for summer camp for youth. I'm not sure if they've picked out a date yet as to when they wanted to have. July 27th. So, you know, around then, we've got plenty of time to try to, you know, get some of that money together to help these three youth. I don't know if any of you all have gone to camp, but when I was younger, I went and thoroughly enjoyed it. So it's a wonderful venture to help our youth grow. Thank you all for your opening words. In all times and in all places, God is with us. God's love flows over and around us, lifting us in hope. Shout for joy.
Sing praise to God.
Get ready to become salt for Jesus.
Lord, get us ready to serve you. Amen.
Let's sing and turn page 3. Let's sing We Shall Overcome.
How's everybody doing? Good. It's great to see everybody today. Now, I'm going to ask you what you're doing this summer. What you're going to do this summer? I know one thing Bradley's going to do. You're going to go to camp, aren't you? All right. What else? What else are you going to do this summer? What are you going to do, Maddie?
I'm going to swim in my pool.
You're going to swim in your pool. That's a good thing to do in the summertime.
You're going to go to the beach.
That's another good thing to do in the summertime. And you're going to scout camp. Oh, that's wonderful. Summer is a great time for us to take a break and get away and enjoy ourselves. But you know what? It's always good to come home, too. It's good to get away, but it's good to come home. You come back to your familiar house and your familiar friends and your parents, and you are home again. Well, I want to tell you today that Jesus says we have a home with him wherever we go, wherever we go. Even if we were to move and go to a new house and a new school, you wouldn't really be alone because you would have God there. Jesus is there with you. Wherever you go, Jesus is your family, so you are never, ever alone. And I want to tell you and the congregation that I'm coming up on my one-year anniversary here. At the end of this month, I will have been here a year. And when I first got here, I didn't know anybody. It was brand new to me. I had to get to know people. But guess what? I was still home because this is the family of God. And we have a home with Christ. And God is our Father. Isn't that right? That's right. And so I never want you to fear, no matter where you go, you can take God with you. Jesus is with you. Now, I want you to pray with me in an echo prayer where I say a sentence and you repeat the same sentence, and the congregation is going to help you out, so they're going to repeat after me. So let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for my home.
Thank you for my home.
Thank you that no matter where I am,
thank you that no matter where I am,
I am home with you.
I am home with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now you can have some candy.
Yes.
Lots of Tootsie Rolls in there. Take one piece of candy. There you go. Girls. And now if the ushers will please come forward, we will have our morning tithes and offerings. And it has been pointed out that we have a couple of things. For second mile giving to give an opportunity for in terms of your giving, and that's for children's and youth summer camp as well as music camp for Andy. That's right. It's not a correctional camp, seriously. Anyway, let's bow our heads and pray. We have a lot of opportunities in which to serve you, O God, and we are so grateful for the many choices that you bring our way that you call upon us, and we, your children, answer the call you place upon each one of us. And help us to be people of generosity of heart, mind, and spirit, dear God. And pray your blessing upon us as a church, that we may be fruitful for the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, by and by, by and by,
by and by,
we're rich and rich at home,
at home,
beyond the sky, where the wicked shall cease from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. Every day
will be Sunday, by and by.
Well, by and by,
by and by,
by and by,
by and by,
we're rich and rich
at home,
from troubling, and the weary shall be at rest. Every day will be Sunday, by and by. Listen, when I reach that city,
oh, yes,
city so bright and fair,
oh, yes,
now all my friends and loved ones,
oh, yes,
to welcome me up there,
oh, yes,
I'll put on my long white robe, lay down my heavy load. Every day
will be Sunday, by and by.
Well, by and beyond the sky, because it's from traveling, and we shall be at rest. Every day is made by and by. Listen, when I reach the sea,
oh, yes,
say so bright that it's hard, and then I'll watch the love you. I'll take my cross and lay down, I'll pick up my broken heart. Every day
will be Sunday, by and by.
Well, by and by,
by and by,
when I reach every time home, beyond the sky, because it's from traveling, we shall be at rest. Every day, 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 every day,
I know he's very little known around here, but Mr. Ron Coleman, ladies and gentlemen.
But think that Andy's actually going to teach them a thing or two when he goes up to camp. Maybe we should all be concerned.
As long as you don't get expelled.
As long as you don't get expelled from camp. I want to invite our youth director, Fran Ronan, to come up, and our confirmation class, if they would come up. We're going to introduce each one of you, and Fran is going to say a word or two before we, as a congregation, turn together in on page 33 for the baptismal and confirmation of faith in your hymn books, please. And yeah, Ben and Katie are coming up also to join the church as adults. There's where the microphone is. I think that would be better. Yes, that's a good idea. Introduce them first.
For the past 8 weeks, we've been having confirmation classes. And you have put in the time, the effort, and commitment to be here for your sermon today. The culmination of that is to be confirmed and become a part of the church. This is Elizabeth. Caitlin Bronner, Matthew Bronner, and real quick, what is this right here? And the three of you. Reverse Oreo, thank you. Actually, Matthew wrote that one.
Here, you want to use this?
Kevin Myers.
It's on here.
Kevin Myers, there. It's on. Thomas Zane, Joseph Haney, and Megan Gajir. You know?
Me to hold that? I'll hold it. Perfect.
For the past 8 weeks during our confirmation classes, the youth have been working passionately as they define their faith, relationship with God, and who they are as disciples of Christ. As they join the church and become members, they are already committed to Calvary, assisting with Vacation Bible School, collecting food for the food pantry through Super Bowl Sunday, also by sharing their gifts such as music, running the overhead, soundboard, and so on. The study guide we used asked the questions, who is God, who am I, and who are we together? These are challenging questions for anyone, but the youth were there to do their best to learn and experience the answers. As their Sunday school teacher and youth director, I'm exceedingly proud of their desire, eagerness, and commitment to be there for their classes. As you well know, these young people are our future, and I say our future is looking bright now.
Amen.
I encourage you to let them know how proud you are of them and continue to love and support them. God bless you all, and God bless all of us. Thank you.
Thank you. Let me ask the youth to turn around so that you can see who they are. I want you to say hello to the congregation. And then if they want to get in and kneel, we'll begin our service. And the congregation is asked to participate. Starting on page 33, we're going to come down here. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. And Elizabeth Reiser is the only one coming to us for baptism. The rest of them have been baptized, and so they are making their first profession of faith. Through confirmation and through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge what God is doing for us, and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. And now I ask you to renounce your sin and profess your faith, and the answer that you give will be, I do. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
And now for the parents and sponsors and congregation, I ask you, will you nurture these young people in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, they may be guided to accept God's grace for themselves, to profess their faith openly, and to lead a Christian life?
I will.
And now, to the candidates, according to the grace given to you, will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world?
I will.
And now, at the top of page 35, do you as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these young people now before you in your care?
With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness that they may grow in their trust of God and become faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life.
And now as I ask your profession of faith, your response is, I believe. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I I believe
in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Now we're going to move to the top of page 37. Elizabeth, Pastor, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Now, each of these young people will have the laying on of hands, whether it's their first profession of faith or a reaffirmation of faith. And Fran is going to help me lay on hands. Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit worked within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Caitlin, the Holy Spirit worked within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew, the Holy Spirit worked within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Kevin, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thomas, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Joseph, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Megan, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Now, will you stand? The question that they are prepared to answer this morning is their participation in the United Methodist Church at Calvary. So this is my question. The first part of it is, as members of Christ Universal Church, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church, do all in your power to strengthen its ministry?
I will.
And as members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, and your service and witness?
I will.
If you would join with me at the bottom of page 38 for the commendation and welcome. Members of the household of God, I commend these persons to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you,
and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen.
Amen.
Will you welcome these young people into the arms of our church? Thank you. You all may take your certificates and be seated. Katie also took the membership vows, and they answered the same questions. And so I want you to welcome Ben and Katie Carley into the membership of our church. They are Elizabeth's parents.
Okay, the scripture reading for today is out of Mark chapter 3. Starting at verse 20. Then he went home, and a crowd came together again, so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He has gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebub, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. "How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man, then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter, but whatever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." These are the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Professor Roberta Bondi, in her Introduction to Christian Thought course, drew, on the first day of class, she drew a circle for the class, and placing a point in the center of the circle, she then drew lines from the points around the circle toward the center point. So she drew lines. This circle, she said, was first traced by a monk by the name of Dorotheos of Gaza, who lived in the 6th century. In one of his homilies, Dorotheos invited his hearers to imagine such a circle with God as the center point. The straight lines drawn from the circumference to the center are the lives of human beings. Dorotheos said, "To move toward God, then, human beings move from the circumference along the various radii of the circle to the center. But at the same time, the closer they are to God, the closer they become to one another. And the closer they are to one another, the closer they become to God." With such persistence, Jesus works throughout his ministry to draw his hearers deeper into this circle. He defines the circle not as a place for folks who have a shared affinity, or who all think the same way, or who hold all the same beliefs in common. The circle goes deeper than friendship. It is family. On the day when Jesus' kinfolk come looking for him to restrain him, Mark tells us in this gospel lesson, the people were saying, "He is gone out of his mind." And the crowd tells Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers and your sister are outside asking for you." And he replies, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those around him, Jesus says, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." Jesus knows what it means to be family. He's not disrespecting his family of birth. It is from them, after all, that he first learned to treasure the bonds of kinship, bonds that he now draws upon as an image and model for the relationship he seeks to have with us. Jesus simply has a notion of kinship that goes deeper and broader than ours often does. Jesus traces his circle wide, calling us all to be kinfolk to him by doing what God desires us to do. And if kinfolk to him, then kinfolk to one another, with all the delights and heartaches that come in learning to be a family. In these days, there is much that works to divide us and rend us and turn us away from one another. And so may we instead draw closer to each other as we stretch toward the God who lives at the center of the circle and who somehow encompasses it and us all around. Today, we welcome Elizabeth, Caitlin, Matthew, Kevin, and Thomas as part of our family. And previously, we have welcomed Joseph and Megan. We covenant with God and each other to be with them on the journey toward the center of the circle. As we make our own journey toward the center, it is these young people that give us hope.
Amen.
God reassures us that we are not alone. We live in God's world. God loves us and wants us to know him and serve him better. And I thank God for these young people today and every day. And I know you do too.
Amen.
There is another arena in which we need to remember that we're family. Jean Clark and I leave for annual conference this week, where our main task will be to elect delegates, clergy and lay, for General Conference in the spring of 2016. One of the nominees for lay delegate is our own Ron Coleman. We ask for your prayers as we discern God's will for the future of our church. You know, we have a saying in the Methodist Church, we are a connectional church. How many of you have heard that before, used in Methodist circles? Well, you've heard it today. We are a connectional church. We're not independent congregations. We are connected to the larger church through the body of the United Methodist Church. Connection, or family, is intrinsic to our identity as United Methodists. And yet there are some who are talking about splitting the church, to render asunder our connection, is grievous to my heart. My hope for all of us is to stand strong in bonds of love and family that can hold us together, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Personally, I am not ready to yield to those who seem ready to give up on our beloved church, but rather pray for everyone to humbly and willingly come to the table in love, with hearts and spirits open to the fresh wind of the Spirit, who stands ready to lead us to the next step on this journey together toward the center of the circle. This is my prayer for our church here at Calvary, for our church as a denomination, and for you in your relationship with God this morning. Take this hope and never let it go. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen, amen. And amen. Now, if you would turn in your hymn books to page 12. We begin this service of word and table with the confession that we make to God. You know, you don't have to be sin-free to come to this table. You don't have to be perfect to kneel before God. But we do offer our confession to God before we come to this table to say to God, we know we're not perfect. We know we've sinned and fallen short. And so we make that confession as we prepare to come to the Lord's table. Will you join with me? Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of need. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As we said in the invitation, this is not a Methodist table. It's not my table. It is God's table, and God has invited us all freely and openly to come. This is the table that God invites you to partake in, of God's great gifts to us. The first gift was his body, and he gathered with his friends on that night, the last time that he gathered with his friends together. He took an ordinary piece of bread, and he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me, and be thankful."
Amen.
And he took an ordinary cup of wine and said, "This is my blood poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Drink this as often as you do it in remembrance of me and be thankful." Amen.
Amen.
Christ's body, Christ's blood, freely offered to us without price. God's love belongs to you and belongs to me. We come seeking God when we kneel at this table, and we are nourished. We are fed by his Spirit. I invite you to come. First, the choir will come to be served, and then the ushers will direct you. And you may come to Christ's table. You are God's special guest at this table.
Thank you.
Can you feel the newness and the fresh air that comes from these young people that have just come into the church? And isn't it wonderful? Let's try to find more. More and more and more. Now let's all feel young and let's stand up and sing number 333. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. Verses 1, 2, and 4 for Penny. I'm
going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing. I'm going to sing when the Spirit says sing.
Remind you that Nancy Walker is selling tickets to our Buttons and Bows. She's back by the kitchen, and all of you are invited to help celebrate the confirmants by going to the fellowship hall and sharing in some cake. Some cake. So we will get sugared up. And we to send y'all home. Sugared up to send home. But we have been spirited up today. Thank you so much for being here. And I pray God's blessing upon you. Until we meet again, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and abide with each of you, now and always. Amen.
Amen. Amen.